bloodshed. What it amounts up to, I don't want it at all. We'll be right back. sunset in your grey eyes, listening to the bluebirds praying for a sunrise. Maybe we'll make music in dreamland tonight.
And you're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
Sleep, and it ain't too cool. Tom and Jane. We're just wasting time, wondering what we'll find when it's all over.
Is the British Lions and something called International Heroes. You don't hear much about British Lions these days. Well, that's because, you know, they are defunct as far as that goes. The album was called simply British Lions. A self-entitled LP came out in 1978. I think it was on Vertigo. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Previous to that, you heard Bebop Deluxe from their album Futurama. Came out long before the TV show. 1974, Music in Dreamland Tonight, and a little station ID from Mr. Bill Nelson himself when I did an interview with him. Probably a couple of years ago now, and it was very nice chatting with him, but he's very, very low tech. He didn't do WhatsApp or anything, so I had to kind of record off the phone. What else? He had, Pat Travers in there at Statesboro Blues, and from the album Making Magic, of course, Pat Travers in Bellingham, Washington, last Saturday. And if you go to my Facebook page, I have posted some video and some photographs. I've made friends with Alex, the drummer, and the bass player, whose name I can't remember, but I'm sorry if you're listening. I did send him an invite to the show. But they're still playing there. I think they're doing some more dates later in the month down in more in the southwest. And he's playing pretty well small bars like this. And this was the bar 211 in Bellingham. It's not that big. Basically the basement of a building. And they have quite a few old buildings there in Bellingham. I was criticised quite a bit for going over the border and patronising American anything, basically. And so I've shrugged that off. It's fine. You know, the biggest hassle was actually coming across the border back into Vancouver. For the third time, that got stopped and got my car searched. Somebody suggested that there's a possibility that people put drugs on you in your car, hidden, and bring it across the border and then follow you and then get the drugs off the car if you're not searched. Maybe that's what they're after. I don't know. It sounds ridiculous to me, but I guess not. What else did you have in there? You heard a little bit of UFO, Electric Phase, Love to Love from 1977's Lights Out, classic album. Classic UFO album with Michael Schenker on guitar, of course. And the late Paul Raymond on keyboards, I should mention, also in there as well. What else can I tell you? Not much, not much. Although this new music app on the Apple operating system is driving me crazy. It's not going to work. It's impossible to tell when the song is coming to a close. There's no time. Or in the previous version of the music app, there was actually the thing telling you how much of the song was left. That's gone. I don't know where that is. A little bit crazy. Anyway, I'm guessing the end of the song, and the bar is to tell you where the song is. It's impossible to tell where it ends. It doesn't end anywhere particular. So it's kind of stupid. Put together by idiots, obviously, who don't know anything about playing music on the radio. All right, let's get going with a bit more tunes. Why not? From 1979, this is Susie Quattro, who's still going and still rocking these days. Mama's Boy, right here on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM. Maybe. There we go.
To my sense of humor is the way he hurts so easily. You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
Where I can bring down for room service.